Following one god with a virgin ear, follow the next one with a little tear. She is a virgin just as well. Came out of England, but now resides in Australia, so I hear. And so the words come from far and foreign English with a little bit of an accent that makes us all just kind of finge, if you know what I mean. But it's okay, they say it right, because you all are a little bit uptight. So get yourself a shot of tequila by me, you know, if you're alone. But let's give a nice warm hand for the next virgin poet to read her poem. And so what do we do with virgin poets right here in Wings Live 1555? Let's give a nice warm hand for Miss Jilly Smith, or Smythe. Come on, folks, give her a nice warm hand.
Hi, Chicago, what a wonderful welcome. Yes, I'm a foreigner. Here's a poem about we who were raging in the late 60s and early 70s. Maybe some people will remember. We who were raging in the late 60s and early 70s, who took acid for breakfast to make sure no day passed without visions, and were Nefertiti in moonlit Egyptian palaces, prostitutes in ancient Rome, and changed into cats and wild things in forests where we ran without clothes and saw Mescalito. We shared our lovers constantly, not panicked or even aware of social diseases or AIDS. The only sin was jealousy and being possessive of people or things. It's all yours, man. Share me or share you. We admired those girls who fucked every single lorry driver who picked them up hitching out of compassion and homage to the Great Mother. And we would give away money, supposing that it wasn't going to be around much longer anyway. Laughed with our friends in the living theatre who created audience riots by burning baskets of dollars on stage, one by one, slowly, and each time some panicked middle-aged citizen leapt up shouting, "Blasphemy!" We were pioneers in the strange landscapes of the mind, had 600 trips in the fridge, and sold every psychedelic drug as social therapy. We were afraid of the monsters in the third Bardot, but braved them nevertheless, despite our friends who threw themselves out of windows. We knew that we would only have to put acid in the tea of our parents and President and Congress of America for all mankind to become illuminated with spiritual wisdom and brotherly love. War was the obscene and obsolete last fling of a few aging generals and wouldn't exist when the rainbow children called Sky, Moon, Gypsy, Ananda, Maya, Space, Wednesday. When these children who hardly knew consumerism and preferred brown rice, Tahin and miso to Mars bars. These children, product of multiple relationships in which people married briefly in woods to the sound of Moroccan drums. Making love was a spiritual union and preferably all together and all at once and meditate afterwards. These children would refuse war absolutely and turn multinationals into communal adventures. We who were raging in the late 60s and early 70s rage on, though acid isn't really relevant to the 90s, man. How are we managing in a world that appears very definitely to have blown it? A world not only uncool, but as our kids say in praise, it's hot or it's vicious. We can't stomach the easy way of consumer uneventfulness, a house in the suburbs modelled on magazines like Cosmopolitan or Clio, who pretend to be liberated but deal with the same old thing of women seeing themselves through the eyes of men. We remember too many of our friends who died of junk or were put into institutions. We have to have mortgages because we are sick of interference from randy landlords. And the compromise weekly squeeze on the bum for the sake of keeping the place. We still don't want money but get it because we can't stand being hassled for bills we can't pay. We have seen the rainbow children grow up neurotic and turned off by yet another of their mother's lovers who can't handle their anarchy, only his own. We who were raging, we don't want to settle down ever, aware that our whole lives are political protest and following a spiritually predestined path. We only want to make our kids happy for a few years, not crying night after night in empty houses while we are in the action, roaming the city by night, drinking wine in cheap hotels, listening to music, speaking poetry, thinking of what we need to do creatively, politically, philosophically, what all they want is our warm arms holding them and being there. So we stay home while our minds walk like restless dogs, and we long for and dread the day that they leave and we are totally free. Meantime, they think politics and politicians are not only old-fashioned but off the map, and certainly as old-fashioned as government issues, lack of money or poverty as a way of life, cigarettes and nuclear war. They just can't believe that adults would be so stupid, and it's no longer just aging generals but Muslims and Boers and Contras and death squads and businessmen. But if they are, and kids can't do anything about adult stupidity, they simply don't want to know, but enjoy themselves for as long as they've got, and get their hair cut and coloured constantly and wonderfully. If George Bush is a dickhead, Sir Joe is a dickhead, the Pope is a dickhead, Rambo is a dickhead, well, what can they do? We who were raging in the 70s, hear all our favourite songs recorded as covers, with more bass and drums and less confused guitar solos. What is the reality we confront now? Now that it's too late to fill the world's teacups with acid, and coloured and shaved heads are the last defiant protest against the grinding jaws of a world apparently insane that could be totally wrecked by the year 2000 as billions of overpopulation live in deserts where the rainforests were, and rich old men who only look to get richer are more firmly stuck in power than ever, their only visions the ceaseless war of stock markets, in their only diversion closed meetings with other rich old men in Swiss hotels. What can we do but rage on, whatever, however, whoever, and hope that we will become increasingly aware and write better and better poetry. Yeah. And the sun shines bright and life's a beach, you know. We play music in the full moon glow, but wonder whether you or we or the rainbow children or the poets or the punks or the teenage suicides, or the job centres, or unemployment schemes, or carefully worded newspaper editorials, or publicity handouts, or presidential apologies, or visionary schemes can actually deflect control or change anything. All we, you, do, they do is shine a torch to see where we are as the world clanks on in its own weird and predestined way. And even the rich old men are caught in the wheel, and it spins faster, 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 faster. Will the world spin to a pin? Will it rise from computer technology to earthly paradise? The whole planet declared a national park. Slavish work taken over by robots so that work ethic becomes happiness ethic, and work just one of those four-letter words you can't say on ITV. Will there be a jump up the awareness ladder for which the early 70s were just beginning? Do we understand? Can we do it? Or will the oceans shift and we start again? My friend says we aren't going to need our bodies anyway. So, what shall we do?
Thank you. Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Well, let's give our friends from down under a nice warm hand. Keep it coming. Let them know that they've been in Chicago in a dump full of weeds. And thank you for being here.